Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I'm actually on a walk right now and the Holy Spirit told me to start recording, but I don't have the right headphones, so it might be a little louder than you're used to. Sometimes I do interviews with leaders in a variety of spaces. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. Sometimes I share music with you to help empower you to find happiness from within if you're struggling with depression. Or if you know somebody that is struggling in the world. He revealed to me maybe a couple months ago that there are 1.56 billion of us in the world that are struggling after the pandemic. You might not be diagnosed because maybe you don't have access to proper mental health services in your nation. This is another tool in your toolbox. I bring you nothing but the truth. Relevant, current as possible research. Real stories from real humans to help you to keep on going. And music, because there is so much healing power in music. It lights up both sides of the brain. There are only a small handful of activities that light up both sides of the brain simultaneously, and music is one of those things that's a gift from the Father above for all of us. Some people have misconstrued this gift in the world to get you to sing about inappropriate things and sexualize children in the world. And I'm grateful for the parents that the Father above gifted me. And how strict my mother was in my childhood. I was so embarrassed as a child. But we as children, when we're young, our parents, their job is to discipline us. That is their job. And I'm grateful that my mom inspected what I was listening to. She raised her standards for how she was going to parent me from how she grew up. Because for the most part of her childhood, she grew up, she was the youngest, and there were seven of them. There was five from her bloodline and two step-siblings. And for much of her childhood, it was a single parent that was working, so she was parented from older siblings. She felt heavily neglected, I believe. She had to figure out life on her own without a father figure in her life because her dad died at a really young age. Abandoned the family. My mom made a very good decision when she married my dad. And he came from a divorced family as well. They ended the cycle of divorce together. And I got to benefit from their decisions. And I share the truth with my audience on this show based on my perspective of how I view the world. And you might hear some tinkling piano in the background. I'm not sure if you can or not, but if you do, it's because I'm listening to some meditation sounds and there's some natural bird sounds in this other device that's in my headphones. I don't know how far the volume is reaching. There might be cars occasionally driving by because I'm walking outside. I am walking the talk, being the example to you of real healing that you can do. That's in the white paper research that everybody encourages you to do. And exercise is more powerful than any pharmaceutical or any talk therapy out there. Metadata. That means hundreds or thousands of white paper research articles. They summarize the data. Meta, M-E-T-A. I learned about that in Dr. Hacker's class in my undergraduate in a private school of only 3,000 student population or thereabouts. They probably have more now. It was a D3, I believe, or D2. Small, but not the smallest. Smallish. And her standards were very high. like my mother's. And she taught us that. In the, I think it was, I only had two classes with her. I think it was in the sociology and psychology of sport and physical activity class I took with her. She had one lesson. I think this was in 2005 or 2006. This is a long time ago. As I record this, it is, I believe, July 15th, 2023. She made a decision to have an entire lecture on depression. And I leaned in on every word she said, because I had to deal with my own depression my whole life, because my dad refused to talk about it and refused to get help, but I knew that he was struggling. He never admitted it until he was 64 years old that he struggled with his mental health. And that was long after I graduated. But in her lecture, and the topic today is clouds floating by. That's what the Holy Spirit told me the topic is. So in her lecture, in Dr. Hacker's lecture about depression, she said, even as little as 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a day, people with clinical depression, they have seen improvements in clinically depressed individuals. 5 minutes a day of physical activity, getting your body to move, bare minimum, they improved their mood. And if you could do more, then it's going to improve it even more. She didn't say anything about being against pharma. She didn't say anything against talk therapy, going to a therapist. But she was able to say it without saying it, based on the research. And I was open to listening, because what she didn't know in that class is I was quiet and taking notes, absorbing everything she was saying. I remembered when I was 14 and my doctor, I had asked him for alternative methods. And as I took her class, I think I was maybe 20 years old. So 6 years later, my doctor had lied to my face and to my parents' face. 21 years he serviced our family. We were paying customers. My parents were paying customers of his. We went to him for all of our child shots, flu, strep throat, everything. And when I asked, when I was struggling with depression, my ninth grade year, after being one of the headlining singers for a funeral of an eighth grader that had committed suicide from a neighboring junior high, I was struggling with my own mental health. And he told me that there were no alternatives. And then he lied to my parents and told them that I had agreed to get on medication when I told him I wanted to try something else. Shortly after that doctor's appointment, my mother listened to me in the car. Because that's what parents are supposed to do. Listen to your children. And she said, if you want to try it for a couple of days, how about you just try it for a couple of days? And if you don't like it, if it makes it worse for you, then we'll try something else. She didn't force me to do anything. And my dad didn't force me either. They let me be myself. And I got into running. And I plugged into my studies. I got into journaling even more. And I wrote a song. And I got to sing it at church in front of a lot of people. And 6 years later, I got to be taught by the top, at that time, sports psychologist in the United States of America, who was the USA Women's Sports Psychologist. They took first in the world in soccer multiple years. So I listened to her opinion. She also worked with Paralympic athletes. She told us stories of having conversations with top military leaders that requested just 15 minutes of her time because they respected her level of professionalism. And she chose to work at a small private university because it was where she grew up. And I believe the Father blessed me with correcting the wrongs of the pediatrician that had lied to my parents. And he's gifted me over 30 plus alternative therapies that I've developed. Alternative therapies to prove to that doctor how wrong he was and to help other people not have to go through what I've had to teach myself. And what many people in the world have had to teach themselves. Because doctors, the pharmaceutical industry, government leaders, a lot of people blame the people with the diagnoses, because it's difficult. Mental health is difficult. It's complex to really get a full grasp on. It's not like a broken bone where you could see it on an x-ray and fix it. Psychologists and psychiatrists are the only doctors that don't actually examine the organ of which they provide medications for. I strongly encourage you to go listen and absorb content from Dr. Amen, A-M-E-N. He's got a TV show. I got to hear him speak live at a conference at that time that the company's name was Nerium. My first direct sales business I had gotten into. I went to conferences. I paid to train to be better. Because at that point in my life, I had already done the traditional route. I had trusted in society and how they trained us as young children all the way up through our schooling, that if you go to college, you get a degree, you'll get paid more than people without them. They've lied to us all. Yes, that's true. Some people are successful, but if you struggle with depression, you have to work even harder to fight against the negative thoughts in your own mind. And don't get me started on birth control. The clouds in the sky, that's something simple that can bring you back to the present moment. I encourage you to get outside. If the weather allows for you to, just as I said that, a deer just ran across the street. That's where I'm at. I live out in the country and I prefer it. I've been blessed and cursed, but I choose to focus on the blessings because I'm alive. To live in all different areas, in all different kinds of populated areas. And leaning in on this calling that the Holy Spirit inspired through me about 18 months into it, from 2018 to 2020. A bunch of rich, dark, evil people saw me as a threat and decided to try and take me out of the world entirely. But we've got a really good military security team, and they decided to keep me alive in the pandemic when I was forced into homelessness from rich people that broke COVID laws, traveled when they weren't supposed to. I did everything I was supposed to do to protect the integrity of the laws and to do the right thing for an elderly person that was my landlord. I make good decisions. I continue to make good decisions, and I believe that's why the Father above protects me, and that's also why my bank account doesn't reflect what some people's bank accounts reflect, because I'm patient. And I have a legacy business, a legacy brand, and every time I share pieces of content, I'm healing that version of myself that doctor said there were no alternatives. I'm healing that version of my father who passed away from the negative ramifications of cancer after surviving it the first go-round, and they said they got it all, and 19 years later it came back. Doctors don't know everything. That's why it's called a practice, right? Private practice. They get to practice on all of us. There are plenty of great medical physicians of all kinds of specialties. But they're humans. The ultimate healer is the Father above. And as you get out in nature, whether it's walking out in your neighborhood and just looking up, getting some fresh air, or maybe it's being intentional and going to a park or going to a natural, there's national forests, state parks, we encourage it. Encourage it all based on your budget and your time availability. Get outside. Look up at the clouds. Of course, if you're, you know, on a road like I am, I'm out in the country, so there's not sidewalks. On purpose, there's not sidewalks, because they want to preserve as much of the natural habitat as possible. So, I walk in the street because the grass is too tall, and there's little creatures that bite my ankles. I've had to learn that through the annoyance of getting bit real bad when I was a rural carrier associate last year. And pouring down rain, they deliver mail to your door or to your mailbox. Snow, sleet, rain, hail, they don't stop for nothing. So I walk on the street, and then if I see a car, like there's a vehicle coming now, so I get in the grass for a little bit. I get on the side for a little bit. The area that I live is not wheelchair friendly. If I was in a wheelchair, so I'm grateful that I'm not. I'm walking slowly though, very slowly, because I was in a car accident last weekend. The Father protected me and kept me alive, but I can tell when I go up and down a hill in the driveway, there's sharp pain, so I know there's an injury, but I'm waiting for doctors. I scheduled an appointment the earliest they could see me, 2 weeks out. I was waiting almost a week to hear from the insurance company on how to proceed. I thought that they would give me a list of approved doctors, and they said, no, you could go to anybody you want. You could even go to an ER. I said, why didn't you guys tell me that when I reached out the day of the accident? Nobody wanted to help me on the weekend, because they only have business hours Monday through Friday. But you can have a car accident at any time, even though I'm a fully paid insurer. And even though it wasn't my fault, and the other person, fully paid insurer, multi-billion dollar insurance companies, delaying my healing on purpose. But I trust that the Father is the ultimate healer, provider, and He's going to restore all the time that has been lost. Any injuries caused in my body that are preventing me, blocking me from helping people in the world with depression, He's going to pay it back to me times 10. And I'm believing that the people that look out for me, that are friends of my husband, are looking into this, to correcting this, speeding up the process. Because I know that they listen in on my tech, because they care for me. And they know that I'm an asset to help many people in the world, 1.56 billion people. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. Have depression in the world, might not be diagnosed, but are struggling with it right now since the pandemic. It's a lot of people. I was looking yesterday on the U.S. Census and World Report, and there's 7.9 billion people in the world. 1.56 of us out of 7.9 have depression. So that's basically one out of seven people, if you divide it. So every time you see seven people, if you're in a room of 100 people, that's a lot of those people that are struggling on the inside. And they don't tell people that. They might smile, they might laugh, they might pretend like everything's fine, because they've learned to mask their pain. Because society, doctors, businesses, everybody has forced us to figure out how to solve our own problems. But since the pandemic, there's been a huge awakening all around the world. A lot of people started speaking up about mental health, started raising their standards of what they will allow. A lot of big time influencers in society. A big one that I look up to that's helped me a lot is Tony Robbins. I strongly encourage you to listen to his content, consume his videos. If you have the money to allocate towards going to an online or if he offers in-person events, price point is very high for his offerings in person, because he's established himself as a coach for over 40 years of people's minds, business strategist. He's coached presidents of the United States of America. He's coached world-renowned athletes. He established the space where there are so many life coaches and business coaches in the world. He was one of the first ones to call himself that before the internet was around. And I'm grateful that one of my mentors, when I joined Nerium, it's now called Neora. When I first joined the company, I was struggling with depression, and she saw it in me. I didn't say it out loud. I was going through a divorce. The culture was so positive and encouraging. I wasn't in her direct line for commissions. None of my sales benefited her in any capacity. But a few weeks before that, or maybe a couple months, timeline's kind of off because it was a while ago, we found out that I taught high school the year that I signed up at Stadium High School. And she graduated from there. And I said, "You might have known my uncle." He taught there for like 30 years. She said, "What was his name?" I said, "Terry Rice." She said, "Mr. Rice was your uncle?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "That was my favorite teacher. All the years I went there, that was my favorite." I said, "Really? You're not just pulling my leg, saying something nice?" She said, "No. He taught my health class." She said, "He made it so fun. He went above and beyond." Me and my uncle weren't that close, not because he did anything. It was just our family wasn't super close. And technically, he's my half-uncle, but my grandma never said anybody was half anything. My uncle used to coach athletes that qualified afterwards for the Olympics. He's a very good teacher. She gave me extra love and kindness because of what my uncle did for her decades before. And what Tony Robbins says in his content, and what a lot of leaders say, is that we're all very connected. There's like 6 or 7 points of connection, all of us in the world. You can connect to somebody from like 6 different associations, degrees of, I think that's what it's called, 6 degrees of association or something like that. And when I started in that direct sales business, March of 2015, I had gotten my father into it shortly thereafter when he was still on this earth. And they had given us a business kit with 2 audio training CDs in it. One of them was from Jeff Olson, the founder of the company, and one of them was from Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. And when my dad got his starter kit, I didn't know who these people were, but I listened to them. Everybody was talking about Jim Rohn and how he was kind of the godfather of the direct sales industry. Everybody learned from him in all kinds of direct sales businesses. He spoke all over the world. He was paid to speak. And when my dad got his kit in his launch party at my first husband's house, during our divorce process, he kindly donated his home for the launch because we spent 5 years together. So it was the least he could do. And my dad opened up to us and he said, "Yeah, I used to work for Jim. We all stopped what we were saying. We looked over at him, mouths, jaws wide open. We said, what? And my director or whatever, it was the person that signed me up, Gretchen Barocio. Her husband was Aaron, or is Aaron, on the worship team with my parents, my mom. And she said, you worked for Jim Rohn? We need to hear the story. And there was Alexis Erner in the room. She was the headlining edutainer last year in our August event. Real entertainment therapy experience. I think first ever from the grave, because she had died. But the Holy Spirit told me that she was going to be the speaker. And she showed up because Danette Green, who was in my line a couple levels up, and her were friends. She was a retired postmaster from Puyallup. She ran two locations. It didn't benefit her financially to show up for me, but we needed to show what was possible. And that was the culture that Jeff Olson set in the team, in our organization. And Brenda Murphy was in the room when my dad started talking about working for Jim Rohn. He said, yeah, I used to sell tickets to his events in California in the 70s. I'd sit in the back and I'd listen to him. He said, it wasn't a big deal. I said, Dad, that's a huge deal. Thank you for sharing that. I had no idea, because my dad was so depressed pretty much my whole childhood. He said maybe 100 words to me in my whole lifetime. 30 years. But he lived an example. He lived an example of what Jim had exemplified in his videos. Then I started to see my dad in a different light. And found out that through Tony Robbins' videos that he used to work. He used to work for Jim in the 70s. I believe it was in the 70s. I think he's around the same age as my dad, and I thought, how neat would that be if they knew each other, if they worked together? And wow, does that really bring true that whole 6 or 7 degrees of separation thing? How you can design your life. We don't get to choose where we come from, but we do get to choose, what do we do with it? What do we do with our circumstances? What do we do with the relationships we're gifted? Are we going to treat them like VIP, like gold? Are we going to treat ourselves like VIP, like gold? Or are we going to treat ourselves and others like trash? Depressed people have negative self-talk, and it varies from person to person, and it varies from day to day. I learned the power in that first year of plugging in to positive leaders like Tony Robbins, like my pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Les Brown, Joyce Myers. I was learning how to use a smartphone, so the AI on the YouTube channels would just send me videos of different speakers, and sometimes I would listen to people from other countries. There was a top leader from China that had owned, I think he sold the company, Alibaba. Jack Ma, I think, is his name. I listened to him, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I just listened to people's stories and stayed plugged in, because when I got my dad into the direct sales business, got him back into thinking positively, into focusing on others, started to think about others and not his own pain, he started smiling again. You can't put a price tag on that. I didn't know that was his last year. on earth. It was something that we could do together. He got 4 customers in 10 days just reaching out during his workday to people that he had serviced in his day job for 18 years. And before that, he was at another company for 17 years. And before that, he was at a company in California, I believe, where he met my mom for a couple of years, selling water. Sparklets, I think, was the company. And when he died the next year, there was customers from all over the nation that came, flew into his funeral, standing room. 40 years worth of customers showed up for my family, showed up to say good things about my dad and how he impacted their family. I had no idea. I had no idea how good he was. Not just at sales, but at building relationships with people. That they showed up for us. When he died, and I made a decision on that day. I wasn't going to waste another minute. I wasn't going to trust my nation anymore. And all the lies that I was told. That you go to school, you get degrees. I was going to start trusting in myself. And I was going to lean in full. And thinking outside of the box. And I plugged in to what those top leaders were saying. And just a little bit every day. And I decided that I was going to leave a legacy of love. I decided, what do I want people to know me as on my death day? And some days it's easier than others. Some days I get a lot more accomplished than others. Because my depression varies just like yours does. If you struggle with it. But I don't let a diagnosis hold me back from living a full life. And I've just learned to share my story and get vulnerable online, and I've had to learn to cut back and sometimes not share so much, because I've learned that there are dark, evil people around the world that will use your story against you, use your content against you, manipulate your content, manipulate your voice, use AI technologies to change the verbiage of which you use, try and frame you in crimes just because you've decided to stand up for people. Because it's a very profitable business for them to keep you hurting. So they could keep you using pharmaceutical medications or keep you struggling so you can stay being slaves to their systems. That's why a lot of people don't like me. But there's 10,000 people who love me. That's a line straight from Destiny's Child. There's been so many people that have stepped up to help, but on those days where I make mistakes, it's now publicized, and I've been scrutinized in my technology devices, because I made very clear decisions when my dad died that I wasn't going to waste another minute. So I'm learning how to be myself and how to say things and release things, but I'm also having to learn that I have to hold some things in because people illegally hack in to my devices, the spyware, as my protector of 2020 told me. I've had to learn how to tell lies on the device to trip people up, because there's some people that'll believe them. So I had to tell lies when I was forced into homelessness in 2020 in the pandemic, when a bunch of rich people decided to kill a bunch of people all over the world. And I was stuck in an area, not my residency, being told all kinds of mixed information on purpose, cause fear and confusion and division. which is of the enemy. But thankfully, I had been working consistently on this business, on this Move Happy mission. I wasn't even profitable, but I had been hired from a rich family to be the educational coach of their son, paid more than a teacher with a master's degree and 12 years of experience working with 30 kids to work with one, because they were going to hire a licensed therapist, and they were going to hire a nanny, and they were going to hire a personal assistant for them both. They were going to pay that person 75 G's. They got 3 in 1. Because I don't have an off switch. I don't have a mediocre switch. I do everything to the best of my ability with as much energy as I have possible, because I've made the decision to do that at a young age when I was 14. When I was reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. When I had first gotten introduced to personal development. My mom's best friend, veteran spouse, who passed away about 6 or 7 months after my dad died. She was the rock, my protector of my abuse. She was the one that came in and helped coach my mom to be a better mother, even though she didn't have children, because she was a survivor of abuse from her dad. She was a helper to many families. She chose to not have children because of a lot of medical concerns, allergies. That was what she said to me growing up. She was an extra mom to me. And she got me that book because I imagine my mom had a conversation with her about concerns about me when the doctor messed up and lied to my mom and my dad. Parents are supposed to protect you. They're supposed to provide for you. And they did. They did the best that they could in the circumstances. And they didn't think that they could handle it on their own. They had positive social relationships in the community through the church. And Rebecca had married my dad's best friend that he had known since he was 5 years old. The Father above cares for me and he cares for you. If you're struggling with your depression, you're not alone. Right now I'm dealing with a lot of pain in my back, but I didn't think about any of that pain as I've been speaking. It's reverse psychology or some kind of psychology, I don't know. But my mom trained me at a young age, working with little kids. You don't bring attention to the problem. If they get a boo-boo, you don't say, you don't react, right? You act calm. You act confident, and the kids will calm down because they can sense your energy. It's the same thing as adults. I've had to learn to hide my real emotions for a long time. And now I'm learning to just choose who I share it with and who I don't. And so this episode might be released, or it might stay in my phone. And only the people that listen in on it are the people that spy in on my tech to try and find my faults, or the people that love me and protect me. Maybe a mix of the both. I don't know. I'm not concerned about who hears anything. I'm just going to be myself because it's served me well. And I'm still alive. And I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to. I'm not afraid of anything. For my God did not create a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And there's a lot of evil people in the world that were manipulated from the enemy to, on purpose, cause a bunch of us to die. But the attacks of the enemy will be rebounded back onto them. So you keep your head high and know that even if you die a physical death, that your soul will go on and on and on. And where it will go is determined from your heart. And the only being that is able to examine your heart is the Father above. So if you desire to know this Father and have this, have a personal relationship with Him and have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I know where I'm going. I am fully confident in this. It is a gift that you can receive from Him. But you have to speak it aloud that you need Him. You have to speak aloud that you're not perfect, but that you ask Him to forgive you of your mistakes. And He is faithful and just to forgive you of all of your mistakes. And the more mercy we show to others, like the people that tried to have me killed in 2020 and have been stealing from me for 3 years, I'm going to show them mercy. And the Father above is going to handle all the justice in His perfect timing. He provided me my second and the best husband in the world. He gifted him to me. You might be gifted a spouse. Treasure them. Treat them how you did in the beginning, and there will never be an ending. I've had to be forced to be separated from him because they've done everything to test me in this contest, this global mental health ambassador contest, to steal my joy, to test me to see if I truly am a child of the Most High King. Because if they steal everything away from me, will I still choose joy? And I do. And I am choosing joy. And he even gifted me the title of my book. And in the last 6 months, I wrote it. It only took me maybe 10 to 12 hours to write the first version of it. And I've had about probably 15 versions of it. And I'm believing, because the Holy Spirit told me so, that Tony Robbins will be paying for the publishing fees. And it will be advertised at minimum to 2 billion households worldwide. I heard in one of his videos in the past that his businesses gross $6 billion annually. So I know he can afford $15,000, 500 publishing cost. And I think that he would more than desire to gift it to me. Because of all the free advertising I've provided for him, his brand, and I've applied his lessons. I have been a living testimony of his free content, and I even purchased a ticket to hear him speak about the love of the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And he did a call to action in Nashville, Tennessee. And there's been a lot of people that have said bad things about him since the Epstein scandal came public in 2020. People that tried their best to pretend like they were church members, PhD in divinity, tried to get me to disassociate from him, said that he was associated with child abuse. And I knew it wasn't true because I heard him speak live. And I knew that there's no way that anybody would give a call to action to encourage people to connect with the Father and speak the name of Jesus and also abuse children in private. But I took 6 months to separate and inspect and pray. And the Father said, no, this is my child. He's given 40 years. He's given 40 years to help people worldwide. And there have been evil people that have been doing dark things in private. You are to protect him and his associations at all costs. So that is what I chose to do. I chose to take a risk. And I reached out to his association that I had connected with in 2020. And I told him what the Father revealed to me. So that person has a decision to make. Either they got bought out and they're not going to help, or they truly used to be a real minister and ran their own church for 7 years. Because up until the time I had reconnected with them, the Holy Spirit told me to call them out of the blue from my second phone number that I was forced to pay for, that had been instantly hacked into from the Democratic Party the day while I was still in the AT&T store. And I called him out of the blue a little while ago this year. He wasn't expecting it. That's what the Holy Spirit trained me to do through my hero of 2020, who became my husband last year. Eos, element of surprise. And he told me over the phone about an hour-long phone call. He encouraged me to start sharing my testimony on stages, invited me to start speaking to churches, and I wrote down the name of all the churches he's associated with that he said he would give a warm introduction to. And less than a week and a half later, he pretended like he didn't know me. And he pretended like he wasn't going to help me. And I reminded him, quit being a flake. This is the second time you've done this to me. Either you're going to help me and step up like a real man who used to run his own church for 7 years, or you're a liar. Which is it? This person put a hit on my life. We are going to take down everybody that's involved. And he quickly sent me her information. And I found out that she didn't even live in California like she had lied to me. She lived in Missouri, but she no longer walks this earth. Because she committed treason, and she paid a top security person of the Democratic Party to have me killed, and he tricked her. He tricked her so good and took her money, and then he went to the top security person of the Republican team because it was out of his job assignment, out of his expertise. He was brand new in his role. He was about my age, maybe a couple years older, served a couple times overseas, and he experienced one of my therapies, one of my group offerings. He got to witness all of the associations that I had in that small, invite-only, zero-paid advertising. The top security man that protects our active president right now in 2023. He got a free seat, extremely valuable. And he decided to keep me alive, but he had to trick her to make her think that he was really going to have me killed. So he couldn't be in the know. He had to do it so good. They all worked together to keep me alive, and I had no idea who was reading my content. That was 18 months after leaning in on this calling that the Father above assigned to me. And I keep on leaning in and trying my best to stay in the lane, stay in my lane. But there have been so many people that have been jealous, that have wanted the titles that have been assigned to me, but aren't willing to put the work in, that have money, that have access to power. A lot of money, she told me. All the money in the world. And I'm grateful that this security man decided to help me instead of her. And he connected me to my hero, who became my husband last year. And even then, I thought it would stop when I married the hero that they assigned me to work with, to be protected from. I thought that the madness would stop, but it only got worse for me. And they forced me to move and move again, start over, forced into homelessness, have reached out to my addresses, have reached out to my landlords, forced them to sell or offered them a lot of money to sell their homes so that I would be displaced, have tried their best to keep me from helping you if you have depression. And I just keep on moving forward. I keep standing taller. And even though I've got pain in my back from getting hit in my car, 75 to 80 miles an hour, the lady hit me. The Father above loves and cares for me and protected both of us. I have no idea what injuries there are in my body because they won't even let me be seen by a doctor until a couple weeks from now, almost 3 weeks after the impact. Insurance companies are on purpose delaying because in a bad economy, everybody penny pinches. But I'm trusting that the Father above is my ultimate protector, and I'm not seeing any blood gushing out. So I'm hoping there's no long-term injuries. But you only get one back. So he whispered to me in the shower a few days ago that my vertebrae is broken. I have two vertebrae broken. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. I haven't been seen by a doctor yet. They gave me too expensive a vehicle. And my credit card companies have decided to max out both credit cards, even though I had moved. I had done my part. I was responsible, but lazy. Rich people are not doing their jobs. And I found out from my banker, she's a great lady, but she didn't tell me. It takes 2 to 3 weeks for the money to be transferred. It could instantly be transferred. but they on purpose delay it so that they can increase their interests and their profits off the debt, pretending that the debt is double. It's illegal. It's deceitful. And I know I'm not the only one that's going through it. So I give it up to the Father. I know he's going to handle it. And I know that there's going to be a big paycheck come October for all of the tests that I have passed and continually passed with excellence. I married the best man in the world. And I continue being loyal, honorable. And it took me about 6 months to figure out that he was lying to me, that he didn't really want a divorce. So I tried to date people. I even tried to move on in life, but I couldn't. I couldn't forget about him, because when you choose to love somebody and when you find your soulmate, that's a gift from the Father. And he told me, he knew right away that I was going to be his wife. It took me a year to figure it out. He pursued me. Men love to pursue. They love to chase. Real men, good men. They cover, they protect your reputation. Dirty, sick men will try to ruin your reputation. But we're going to choose to forgive that man that came to my house and 6 months later got bought out, was paid over $1 million to ruin my reputation, because he had to. That's what I believe. I believe they threatened his family because they had access to my information. They had access to one of my former association's information, told me all kinds of things about people. Sickened me how much access they had. That's what money can get you. But if you choose to use your power and influence and your money for evil ways, it will come back to you negatively. And I go back to that concept of my father, and on his death day, all the people of his 40-year career in sales that said good things about him. That's what I desire, for people to say good things about me on my death day, at my funeral. I don't desire to die for a long time, but none of us know when our death day is. You could have all the money in the world, but if you have zero friends and you don't have eternity after this, you can't take it with you. So I strongly encourage you to inspect your behaviors moving forward. What would your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren say about you? Or your church members, or your athletic group members, or your friends say about you? Do you want to be known as that person that had that secret, inappropriate relationship with children? Or do you want to be known as someone that helped your neighbors, that was a good citizen, that donated your time or your money to help others in need, that you did the best you could in your job, you showed up to your job and worked every shift with excellence above and beyond? You get to choose that every day. Are you going to be that parent that hands an iPad to your child and decides that the iPad is going to parent and raise your child, and you're not sure what shows or advertisements or people are cyberbullying your child and then they commit suicide? Or are you going to take responsibility and limit the hours that they have on devices and take responsibility for the fact that you have children? You have a gift. There are plenty of people, including myself, that desire to have a family, but I was forced to be separate from my husband for 14 months with zero contact because a lot of evil people don't desire for me to help you and your families. I made that decision to swallow my pride and to be patient. I know we're going to get a do-over wedding because he already told me that. It's going to be bigger than Princess Diana's wedding. I can't wait. I can't wait. All of this work, all of this pain, all of this sacrifice will be worth it. So I encourage you to not give up. If you've got goals in life, ambitions, especially if you've got a life mission that's been assigned to you from above, all of us get off course every now and then. Course correct. Calibrate, recalibrate, adjust. Communicate with your family and your friends, the people that you care about most, your inner circle. Let them know what you're doing so that they can join in and help support you on those tough days. And if you're blessed to have a spouse or a partner that supports you and you're a driven person like me, treat them. Treat them better than you treat yourself. Put the Father above all, and then treat your spouse second. They come before the children, ladies, gentlemen. Sometimes we allow the division of the family because we focus more on the kids instead of who created the kids. You should prioritize the Father above, then your spouse, and the kids. That's what I learned from my mentor in that direct sales business that introduced me to Tony Robbins. She spoke it aloud in our weekly training where we introduced people to the product and the business. She talked about how she was in the real estate industry and the economy was bad. She was debilitated. She had to stop her career because she wasn't able to make any money. Her husband had to change his whole career and came back home to take care of her. She was breathing through a straw. That's how she described it to us. And she got into affirmations and started plugging them into her life. Joined this business, and they were one of the top leaders in the company less than a year and a half into the business, because they just happened to see it and hear about it in the perfect timing. And she decided to help me, even though it didn't profit her at all. I believe because the Holy Spirit assigned me to be helped from her. So I want to help you as well, and your families. And if you ever get to meet Jenny Thummel, you tell her thank you. She's one of many positive leaders in my life. She got to learn from my Uncle Terry in high school. So as I'm looking at the clouds moving by and hearing the birds in the background, I'm so grateful that I get another day on this earth. What are you grateful for? Focus on that today. And maybe write it in your journal or share it with your family. The more grateful you are, the more He will gift you with. So if you haven't spoken aloud that you desire to have a personal relationship with Him, speak it out loud. Pause the video. In your own words, ask Him to come into your heart. Ask Him to forgive you and to guide your life. He knows you're going to make mistakes. The Father doesn't focus on your mistakes. He focuses on loving you. He focuses on showing you mercy and grace when you make mistakes. So that means that you got to show others mercy and grace. Give them extra love when they're mean to you, when they're unkind to you, when they try to have you killed. And I promise you, it'll benefit you. Might not be in your lifetime, but it'll benefit your legacy that you leave. Thanks for listening. This has been a special episode of the Move Happy Movement podcast. The clouds floating by. At this time, we can't accept any donations. You can't donate any tithes. You can't purchase anything from my businesses until this contract is signed in October. But if this episode did anything for you, I'm supposed to ask for the sale. That's what I've been trained to do in all my business trainings. So I'm going to ask for your help. Take it or leave it. If I've added value to you, it would mean the world to me if you would reach out to your top level government leaders, whatever nation you live in, and let them know, say, hey, we'd like to vote for Erin Nicole to be the global mental health ambassador. And we'd like for her to be the first ever chief spiritual officer of the United States and to help bring her husband home. That would mean the world to me. Thank you. If you desire to share this episode with somebody that is struggling right now, I know it can help somebody because I've been myself. And I've heard from enough people since leaning into this calling in 2018 that people thank me in the DMs. They thank me in public because I've learned to just be present and to meet people exactly where they're at, and to not pretend anymore about how I'm doing that day. But to choose joy, despite maybe being in pain. you could choose that as well. Thank you. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.